Well, the gyms have been crowded once again with unfamiliar faces. Last few weeks, folks are trying to drop those pounds they may have added during the holidays. Losing weight is one of the more common New Year's resolutions, yet sadly, it's also one that often fails after just a couple of weeks in some cases, or a few months. So earlier, we spoke with Dr. Oz to get some advice on how we can get our diet and exercise plan back on track and stay with that resolution.
We have all these fat pants jokes we talk about where people just, you know, giving themselves a hard time because they don't even fit in their fat pants anymore. And to get rid of your fat pants, the first thing to do is realize that whatever program you're on is going to have to be one that is simple and elegant and that you love doing or you won't do it. So do things that you like doing that happen to be healthy, not healthy things that you have to force yourself to do. As an example, a lot of folks like eggs. I happen to adore eggs. Having eggs for breakfast has been shown to be a huge benefit for losing weight because it reduces your satiety, reduces inflammation, and it's easy to do. So commit to yourself that within an hour of getting up, you're going to have a breakfast with some protein in it, and eggs will be your foundation. Another example is you mentioned physical activity. You don't have to go crazy to work out. You know, it turns out that if you're exercising for about 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, things like just literally walking fast to work or walking up the stairs. But you could also, if you want to do cycle or more aggressive things, but those 30 minutes are all you need. When you start to exercise for longer than that, you actually stimulate your appetite and don't really get much of a weight loss benefit.
Let's go back to the start of the day, to breakfast.
Caffeine, in general, is a great weight loss tool. I'm okay with coffee, too, but not the cream and the sugar. That's where we lose the battle. Coffee itself is the number one source of antioxidants in the U.S. food system. I have a show coming up on red palm fruit oil, which is a very common cooking oil used in Southeast Asia, very healthy for you, because like coconut oil, it's made of these very short-chain fats that the body can digest readily, and it's the redness comes from antioxidants that are in it. So make your eggs with palm fruit oil. Add a little pepper on it. I don't even mind a tiny bit of salt, but you know, ideally not much. And you've got a very exotic tasting, very flavorful dish that will keep you satiated throughout the morning. So your friends are out there foraging through the vending machines like rodents, and you're going to be sitting, you know, or walking around your office because you're getting activity in, without any of those desires. And that's how you lose weight.
Dr. Oz keeping us on track with our New Year's resolutions. Of course, you can catch his advice every weekday, 12:13 here on WTOP.